Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to clear your limiting beliefs about what you're capable of. Last session, we talked about beliefs that limit who you are, the being side of life. In this session, we're looking at beliefs that limit your doing side, your capabilities, your behaviors, and your ability to create what you want. Participants asked a couple of questions about core beliefs, and I want to discuss this before we enter the topic of the day. The questions were, what makes a belief a core belief, and how can you tell? A core belief is a belief that's buried very deep in the subconscious mind. You're usually not aware of it, although you see its manifestations in your world. It might appear as a voice that repeats its message over and over in your ear, or a limitation you keep running into, or a circumstance in the world that keeps coming up over and over again. They're like an annoying sound or bothersome itch in the background, one you can feel back there but you can't scratch. When you recognize a core belief, it really rings true at a very deep level. It's kind of bong, oh yeah, there it is. Most of our core beliefs were acquired when we were very young, before we could even talk. So it's not easy to identify them in words. It's easier to recognize the feelings that they bring up. They're usually at the core of very strong negative feelings, and they're also at the core of your personality. Your earliest beliefs were like bridges that you built as an infant in order to understand the world and what was happening to you. Here's an example. Let's say you were born into a family as the second or third child. Your dad goes off to work every day to make a living, and he's the sort of person who isn't very warm or friendly. That's because of his core beliefs, of course. Your mother is busy with other kids and a house to take care of and a husband who isn't very loving. She's struggling herself and doing the best she can under the circumstances. Now, as an infant, you have needs all of the time. Infants are basically little bundles of needs. Your mother can't be there for you all the time. She can't fulfill all of your needs. She has a whole family to take care of. So you're often left by yourself to fend for yourself. You even cry yourself to sleep sometimes. Now, babies need to be cared for, and they can waste away if they don't get nurtured. You, as a baby, needed to be cared for, and you weren't getting what you needed. So, like any survival-oriented animal, you began to care for yourself. Your little mind was just like a scientist. It was trying to find a way to understand what was happening. And you have to explain this lack of care to yourself. So you came to certain conclusions. One conclusion might be, I'm on my own. No one is here to take care of me. Another one might have been, I have to take care of myself. And another one might be, it feels awful to feel this abandonment, so I'll stop feeling. Now, in developmental psychology, it's known that babies cannot blame their parents for the discomfort or pain that they're feeling. They can't threaten the primary bond that they depend on for their survival. A baby doesn't have the capacity to say, gee, what a rotten deal my parents got. Dad got no love, so he's in his head and works all the time. Mom's busy with three kids in a house, and she's doing the best she can, but she's frustrated and sad because she's all alone, caring for everybody and everything. I guess I'm just a good person born into a bad situation. No, unfortunately, children cannot think that way, and they can't blame their parents or even find fault with them. So the child blames herself. The conclusion might be, I'm unworthy of love, or there's something wrong with me. Now remember, these beliefs are not being formed into words. The infant won't have words for another 1 or 2 years. The beliefs form first as conclusions or concepts to explain the situations. They come in as a bundle of feelings. And these conceptual beliefs begin to form the personality. And from there, the baby chooses specific strategies to respond to the situation. They behave in certain ways, which further develops the type of personality the baby has, compliant or fussy or colicky or quiet or sullen. So let's pause here and feel into the situation. Something like this probably happened to you, especially if you're in your 50s or 60s. And when you were young, Dr. Spock was advising parents that they should let their children cry and not respond to them. You wouldn't want your child to believe that he or she's in control, would you? That's exactly what he taught. So our parents did what Dr. Spock said, what was best, and we grew up insecure, anxious, and disconnected from love. Feel what it feels like to have these beliefs. This is a feeling exercise, not a thinking exercise. Just take each of these phrases on as if they're true and feel what it feels like to have them. If you have them at some level of consciousness, it will feel familiar. If you don't, it'll feel like an outfit that you've tried on that doesn't fit you. It may be interesting to try on, but if it's not yours, just discard it. Close your eyes and take a breath or two. Quiet your mind and let these phrases come in as experiments you're going to try, like clothing outfits you're going to try on in a dressing room. Just notice how you feel with each one and then discard it when you're done. Here we go. Feel what it feels like to hold the belief, there's something wrong here. Say it to yourself, feel it, notice whether it's familiar, and then take it off. There's something wrong here. Okay, discard that one, and then feel what it feels like to hold the belief, there's something wrong with me. Say it to yourself, feel it, notice whether it's familiar, and then take it off. There's something wrong with me. The next one is, I'm all alone. Feel it. I'm all alone. And discard it. No one cares for me. Feel it. And discard it. I'm unworthy of love. Feel it. And take it off. I'm flawed and broken beyond repair. Feel it, and then take it off. I have to take care of myself. Feel whether it's familiar, and then discard it. I can't express my feelings. Feel it, and discard it. I can't have needs. Say it to yourself as if true. Feel it and discard it. I can't have needs. I should just give up. Feel into it. See if it's familiar. And let it go. It would be better if I'd never been born. Feel it and discard it. I am a sinner. Feel it and then take it off and discard it. Okay, now make sure you've taken all these beliefs off of you. Cleanse yourself like taking a shower and make sure that any remnants are washed away. Take a couple of breaths and feel what it feels like to hold the belief, I am a sacred and worthy being. I am a sacred and worthy being. Now, our rule is that you should never be left holding a negative belief, so I'll always conclude with a positive belief, and you're welcome to use whatever positive belief suits you. You are always free in this work to choose your own beliefs. In fact, in your life, you are always free to choose your own beliefs. And this freedom that you have prevents me from indoctrinating you, either with negative beliefs or positive beliefs that aren't yours. You are always at choice in the belief closet. Now, core beliefs are difficult to locate because they're such a deep part of you that they're hard to see. Take out that sheet of paper or bring up on the screen the beliefs that you wrote down in our earlier exercise. You may see some that are written in a way that a sophisticated adult would say it. If so, there's a simpler, more essential core belief down underneath that one. You can discreate any belief you want, at any level you want, but when you delete a core belief, the results are much more profound. For example, if you wrote down a belief like, I don't make friends easily because I get frozen when I reach out to people, try simplifying it. Put it in child's language. A child might say, nobody likes me, or I'm afraid of them. And of course, look for beliefs that got indoctrinated into you also, like, don't talk to strangers. That might be good advice for a little child, but it plays havoc with adults who are trying to market themselves or even make new friends. When I train coaches and healers to use the belief closet process in their practice, we spend a lot of time on finding core beliefs because when you get down deep and you pull out a core belief, a lot of things shift all at once. It's like doing major reconstruction on the inner landscape. Even the personality can change, which psychologists will tell you is nearly impossible because our personality is pretty well set by the time we're 5 years old. When we do this kind of work, we can go in and change the earlier beliefs that set up your personality, and this changes your life. You'll be writing down more beliefs throughout the talk today, so keep your journal or pen and paper or belief file on your computer. And as I'm talking, when you notice a belief that you have, write it down. And all of the exercises we do today will be intended to identify your beliefs.